This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
If you would be so kind as to spare us the details that you put into your text messages yesterday.
That was for entertainment purposes only.
That was very entertaining.
Entertaining.
Yep. I muted the conversation.
Are you feeling better?
Yeah. I'll narrow it down to two words, and it won't be offensive. If I had an alt rock band, I'd call it Bad Salad.
Oh, okay. We were absolutely 1,000% convinced that it was the lethal combination, as we've learned over the years. But sometimes you just can't help it. Whiskey and macaroni and cheese.
No, macaroni and cheese would have been a good guess because my wife's out of town and that's the go-to. But I don't.
As drink. Is the whiskey.
That's true.
I don't typically drink school nights. I really don't.
Define typically. Every day.
Every other day.
It's true.
No, we're glad you're back.
A couple of weeks ago, we went out to like lunch or whatever, and I got a whiskey because I was like, it's just one of those days. I'm like, I'm going to get a whiskey. Spence had a Diet Coke and then switched to water. And I'm like, you make me feel like such a bad person because I had a whiskey.
Yeah, now you're the degenerate.
I know.
You're the one leading the charge.
And you would think that would convince him to drink. No, it did not, actually.
Life is a marathon, not a sprint, Kayla.
Got it.
I don't even know what that means. What does that mean?
I think I just spread my drinking out a little bit more as the week ends.
Oh,
so
understood.
I catch up to her and then pass her.
Well, so we're at Wednesday. Something to look forward to.
Right.
Good.
Wednesday.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wednesday. Honestly, big show today. High low. I want to go to Disneyland. Yeah. I think we may be teeing Audrey Lee up, but. You know, obviously that depends on you, faithful P1s,
and
what y'all do. We'll get you set up for that. We'll get you the new numbers and all that kind of stuff in just a little bit. Also, Las Vegas Aces All-Stars, Kayla McBride and Liz Cambage are coming into the studio. I've switched up. I was going to have them compete against each other.
Okay.
And I thought, no, one of the things that we will do on occasion is we'll play a Know the Show.
Yeah.
You know the Chet Buchanan Show. I think we will play, and don't study. Don't go study. We'll just find out what you guys know about the Aces.
Okay.
And it'll be simple. It'll just be like one of them, this statement applies to one of them. Which one does it apply to?
Gotcha. Okay.
And then that way we'll get to know a little more about them.
Cool.
Yeah, it's gonna be good.
So that'll be good. Plus, what's her name? Aaron is evil. Aaron is sinister. Aaron is devious. Aaron has a plot that she wants us to join in on to spring something on her boyfriend.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Husband? Boyfriend?
Anyways, I thought it was her husband. I don't know.
Significant other. Whatever it is. I'm at this stage of the game. See, it's before the show. So at this stage of the game, everything is all in just very broad strokes.
Yeah.
Mm. Everything is very muted colors. And as we go along, then we narrow it down.
I gotcha.
Okay.
Well, at least it sounds like that.
Sounds like a plan to me.
That sounds like a good plan. That just means I just don't care that much right now. I will care more later. Yeah. Okay, so Billboard Music Awards really sealed it for us. Like, we love Khalid now.
Yep.
We were impressed by Khalid before. We appreciated Khalid. We liked Khalid a lot. After Billboard Music Awards got to hang out for the shortest period of time that you could possibly hang out.
Yeah.
But we love Khalid.
He's the nicest guy ever.
Now, how talented is Khalid? This is even cell phone audio, so you understand fully how good this is. Cell phone audio. Khalid goes into a barbecue joint. I think he's in Texas. That's usually where people, you know, do that kind of thing. I think he was in Austin. Makes sense.
Yeah.
But he walks into this place to get some food. They're doing karaoke. So Khalid gets a wild hair, you know.
Okay.
And decides to walk up under an assumed name. We don't know what the assumed name was at this point. And says, yeah, I'll do karaoke. And? Imagine. I'm just trying to get some brisket and some burnt ends, and this dude's blowing my mind right now. By the way, if you're going to go up and do Hallelujah at karaoke night, you better know what you're doing.
Right?
That's not generally...
It's one of the hardest songs to sing.
Sure.
The other thing about him, he's an unassuming guy, and he doesn't look famous. You know what I mean?
No, he doesn't.
No.
So he could just fit in and just kind of blend in anywhere.
Yeah, he doesn't. He doesn't. He doesn't carry himself like
yeah.
He's a big time famous guy.
Right.
Yeah.
None of that. Can you imagine? But that's how good he is. Lest you were wondering.
Okay.
Chet Buchanan before the show. Show
the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning
on 98.5 KLUC.
So, like the rest of the world, we ended up doing FaceApp yesterday.
Oh, yes, we did.
FaceApp making you older looking deal. Here's the one thing I had noticed too for the better part of the day and honestly into this morning. Some of the media folks have jumped on board, the female media folks. But up until yesterday, I saw all dudes.
Yeah.
Dudes thought it was funny. Yeah, look what I look like old. Women were like, I ain't touching that.
So
right? I ain't getting near that.
I did a couple yesterday, like just went and found photos in my phone or whatever from like the last couple of months, and every single one of them go, oh no.
I have a very small sample size, but that was the what I noted where women were like, oh God. And generally they look pretty good.
Yeah.
They look pretty great.
All I know is I wasn't messing around with it until I saw Jesse the Show Filler put up that toy drive photo of the three of us from the end of last year.
Yeah, if you missed it, there's a pretty good picture. I'm fatter then too, which is awesome. I'm fatter, and then it throws another like, you know, 15, 20 pounds on you, and it's like, oh my God.
Who put an air hose? Skin gets a little wrinklier.
Who put an air hose on my butt and turned it on? Who's like, what? What was that all about? Salty Dan, thank you very much. Salty Dan on Twitter goes, yeah, he looks like the sailor from The Simpsons. Kind of did.
See, I feel like all the guys that I saw looked great. And then like I saw the girl, like in reverse from you, I looked at the girls and I'm like, this is not flattering at all for any of us.
It's a gender thing. It's along gender lines.
Now, did I mishear this? People are saying don't do it because they can take the photo and...
Oh, I'm sure.
I just didn't understand. Because I've been watching Stranger Things, I've got a lot more conspiracy theories in my head or something.
Is that what that show's about?
It's got some stuff, but you know.
But you know what? If you're already on the socials, Facebook, Twitter, and you've already got your photo out there, it wouldn't matter whether you do FaceApp or not.
Exactly.
Your
they can take the photo and do it themselves if they wanted to.
I go back to the famous line from my dad.
Oh,
yeah, Dad, you should see what you got on Google. Get it off there. You don't want it. You know, because he...
Oh, my God. Did he go nuts when... Because he had a street named after him and everything. Did he go insane because the paper was covering it? He's like, no, don't do that.
No, he just didn't... He didn't like the idea of... He didn't like the idea of a digital footprint.
I got you.
You know, that was just his...
Old schoolers love newspapers. They just don't like digital.
Well,
newspaper, you made it. Look at me. I'm a big deal. My picture was in and if your picture's in the paper, and it's an actual picture of you, it's not just you in the background photobombing.
That's funny.
So, First pick is going to be a little bit different this morning.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
It's not unlike our 177-second survey. I have numerous things that I would like to cover.
All right.
And there's no need to have a bunch of people on there. We just get one.
Okay.
So caller number 25 this morning. It's 702-364-9898. Instant winner, your choice. Aces tickets. Actually, we're saving the Aces tickets for later because Liz Cambage and Kayla McBride are going to be on. So we'll save the Aces tickets. But 21 Pilots, win them before you can buy them for the Bandito Tour that will be here on October 30th. We have those tickets. Low Rider Super Show tickets we have. The Pop 2000 Tour. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday at Fremont Street Experience. We'll get you VIP'd for that. For Lance Bass hosting O-Town, Aaron Carter, Ryan Cabrera, and Tyler Hilton. Every time I say it, little middle school Kayla goes, just to get
very
that little,
excited.
Just get that little shiver down the neck. 702-364-9898. Let's hit the first pick right now.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you love Halloween? Spent?
Yeah, for me, about a 6.
Scale of 1 to 10, how much you love Halloween, Kayla?
A 2. Well,
yeah, scale of 1 to 10, how much? Yeah, you know what? I'm with you on that.
Hate Halloween.
I've grown to love Town Scary.
And that is fun.
And our involvement in that, but the rest of it.
I actually like handing out candy, but like, I don't care for anything else in it.
Scale of 1 to 10, how much do you love Halloween, Lil Jess? Oh, maybe I should turn that on. Okay.
I'm an 8.
You really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you already have a costume figured out for this year?
No, that's where, you know, that those two are off, because I usually don't figure it out till like a week before.
That's where you part ways with the whole thing. Let me ask you another question. Who's on the phone right now?
Amanda Martinez.
From Northtown.
Hey!
Hi, Amanda.
Hey.
Scale of 1 to 10, how much do you love Halloween?
Like a 7.
Does it bother you, or are you happy that there is a major retailer that is already selling Halloween stuff?
I like it. It gives parents time to get their kids stuff instead of rushing last minute to do it. I have 2 kids myself, so I like that they do it.
Do you really believe that will make a difference in how parents operate?
No.
Sadly, no.
Me neither.
No.
So Leonardo DiCaprio is in this movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, with Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie. They asked him, along with the rest of the cast, would Jack, once and for all, could we get the answer? Would Jack have fit on that door in the Titanic? Amanda, do you believe that Jack would have fit on the door?
He would have fit on the door.
Spence?
Yeah, it was a piece of driftwood the size of Puerto Rico. And he should have given it more than 1 or 2 tries. Quite honestly, it was freezing.
Kayla?
Yeah, he could have fit on the door easily.
Lil Jess?
Absolutely, and that was a B move.
Let's hear it from the man himself.
Okay, biggest movie controversy of all time. Could Jack have fit on that door at the end?
Oh, my gosh. I remember bawling my eyes out when I was
I have no girl, comment.
That's telling, I think.
That is funny.
What do you think, Brad?
Well, I'm going to go back and look now.
No comment.
Did you mention it at the time? Were you like, should we make the door smaller? So
like I said, I have no comment.
Movie magic, my friends. Movie magic.
I love that Leo's like, stop asking me. I have said I have no comment, and I mean that I have no comment. Amanda, did you make a New Year's resolution this year?
I did, actually. I did.
How long did that last?
I'm still doing it. I stuck with it.
Good for you. What was it? Do you mind if we ask?
I dropped out of school when I was 16 because I had a baby, and he just got into high school. So I promised him, and I made the New Year's resolution to graduate from high school.
Nearly a quarter of us, if you made a New Year's resolution, nearly a quarter of us have stuck to it. That's amazing.
That's really cool.
Did you make resolutions? Anybody spent?
I made the standard diet one where it's like, I'm going to watch what I eat this year. And then I let that go after I like 2 days.
That. I redo that every 10 days.
Yeah, exactly.
I do. Yeah. You're not a resolution guy.
No, I put little goals in my mind, but nothing that I go, this is my resolution.
Lil Jess?
Yeah, I did the, just like Kayla, the typical weight loss diet.
Yeah.
I fell off probably about March, and then I've picked up recently. And then the other one was just not to take a lot of stuff personal. That's a work in progress.
You know what? That's for everybody.
Yeah.
That's for everybody. There's a family that is on the search for, okay, so they were trying to do like this photo shoot in Texas. They were with the family. This woman's husband's grandma had just passed away, and the trip to the park was in her honor. So they were taking a picture in her honor, and some woman snuck in on the side and flashed her boobs and ended up photobombing the picture.
Oh, God.
Now they're trying to find this woman and want to turn her over to the cops.
Oh.
Now, big family picture, got everybody together, went through a lot of effort. And then you go, I don't know why you waited so long to look at the picture and note that there's a woman, you know,
yeah,
who's flashing
her
boobs.
Yeah, what did you take it on? A disposable camera? Like, I'm confused by this because if you're taking it on anything that was made in the last 10 years, it has a digital read on it.
And why doesn't this happen whenever I'm taking pictures?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm offended. Are they overreacting?
Oh, yeah. They're completely overreacting. I get it. They ruined your photo. And that was very rude of that woman because clearly it was a sentimental photo if there was a big family gathering of sorts. But there's Photoshop and all that stuff. You can edit that stuff out
exactly.
Now.
Oh, good. You know what? Good point, Spence.
I agree with her. I have a buddy, Paul, who goes on vacations and takes pictures of really important, you know, touristy sites. And on his phone, eliminates the people that are in the photo. So what? Get rid of the boobs.
So get rid of her.
That's simple.
Would you take her to the cops? Are you so mad, Amanda, that you would take her to the cops?
No. The way that our family is, we'd probably just laugh it off.
Right? We'd be like, let's find that woman and put her front and center.
What are you going to do? The cops going to go to each woman? I'm sorry, I got to see your boobs.
Yeah, right. We need a positive identification. She had good boobs. I'm not gonna lie, she had good boobs. Yeah, it was all right. No wonder she is proud. I was like, in my head, I was like, oh yeah, that was worth it.
Maybe. Do you ever think maybe that the woman that flashed the boobs was actually also taking a photo and is mad that there's some strange family in her photo?
No, no.
Just saying.
I know you. You'll go search it just as I did. She knew what she was doing.
Okay.
One final question. What prize are you going to pick? 21 Pilots, Lowrider Super Show, or the Pop 2000 Tour?
21 Pilots.
Give her the 21 Pilots tickets, and you have a great day. Thank you, Amanda Martinez.
Real funny. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Kayla has already gone to the picture of the lady who photobombed the topless, she flashed her boobs. In the picture of the family photo.
Yeah.
Kayla's already photoshopping it just to prove it can be done.
It's the easiest thing ever.
And then you noted.
And the bottom left corner, one of the people in the family is not wearing a shirt. It's not like they dressed up super nice and it was going to be this organized thing. Like someone's wearing a bikini in the photo. One guy is shirtless. The other guy's wearing swimming pool stuff. Like, what are you doing? This is not a family photo.
They were trying to recreate some trip that they had taken. Goofy. It's just, man, it is such a 2019 thing. Just where we are completely outraged. And someone must pay for their, for doing. All right. And my favorite word, disrespected.
We're trying to recreate memories, and having some chick's boob isn't allowing us to do that. There it is, just fully exposed. Had no idea that was going on. I just feel completely disrespected. This person should be held accountable, whether it's knowing that she did is wrong and that kids were there watching.
I'm disrespected, so someone should be held accountable. By the law.
Wow.
This is a big deal. Let's make this go viral so that she can be embarrassed. And I've had criticism on both sides. People were like, oh, who cares? It's just a boob. And I care.
Yes, you do.
Send me the original. I will have it to you in 20 minutes without her in it. There you go. Done.
I think it's more embarrassing for you, Karen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not her real name. She's Monica Close.
Wow.
They're even blocking the name of the state park. Like, this photo is not set up properly. I was there and made people move over to the right, to the left.
There are a lot of things wrong with this. Yeah. A lot of things wrong with this, with this deal.
Good morning.
Wait until you hear what's next on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Boy, what, now, how close are we again on high-low I want to go to Disneyland?
It's a 1 in 45 shot right now.
We can do this.
Yeah. The high number is?
161.
And the low number is?
115.
We had a 1 in 42 shot on Monday that we hit. So that's, I mean, it's possible. Is that the one where you blurted it out or no?
No, that was.
That was legit.
That came after.
That was the 1 in 42.
That was a 1 in 600 shot.
It wasn't that much. Nice. It was like 1 in like 80.
Hey, we've all done it. It's just funny still.
No, you've never.
No, not that I can think of.
You're never in that position. You're never in that spot.
I don't have to give out the numbers. There's a chance I would do it. I still find it funny, though, that Kayla has the high and the low written on her show sheet, kind of the map of the show. And then she also writes down the winning number as if she can't remember that.
And then
covers it up with one hand.
She reads
it, which is funny.
honestly, right now, I have no idea what the number is.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you what it is either.
Do you know?
No.
You don't know at all.
Do you want to know?
Do you normally know?
I normally like to know, but after the incident from last week, I don't want to know.
I'm always worried, too, that Kayla's going to blow, that she's going to, because she knows what the number is. And when they do get it, Kayla can't control herself. I'm over here trying to build drama a little bit, whatever. And Kayla's like,
I don't make noise with it, but there is a chance that I will. So I get that. Absolutely.
That's the visual component. That's the visual equivalent in an audio form of what Kayla does.
The problem with it is all visual. But the problem is I get excited and then it goes. And you hear me fuddling around because I'm so excited I can't help it. And it's like,
she may have possibly hit her head on the microphone.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Again, this is another reason why I don't need to know, because if somebody actually gets it, Kayla makes that audio equivalent of her face at me. Somebody won.
Somebody won.
All right, cool. I know how this works. It's all good. Well, I haven't written it down yet. What's the number, Kayla? By the way, she's showing me along with a middle finger. That's nice.
Classy.
I don't see it.
Oh, right there.
Yeah, why do you write it over there?
So that way I can cover it with my hand and when I go to read off the numbers when you ask me.
I think that's a bad idea.
Yeah. No, I do. It's on the far side of my sheet and I cover it up.
Makes you happy in the morning.
Playing the songs you like.
Fresh podcasts go up every day at KLUC.com and on the radio.com app. Just search Chip Buchanan.
So Liz is on the... what's her name? Erin. I'm thinking, seriously, Kayla McBride and Liz Cambage are coming on the show later on this morning. So I was thinking about them.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. So, no, her name is not Liz. It's Erin. It's very definitely Erin. Hey, Erin. How's your world?
It's good, Chad.
Awesome. So hi. So what's going on? Yeah, Kayla's here too, obviously. And Spence is somewhere. We're not sure where. We'll fill him in later. But what's happening? What's going on?
So I actually need your help because I have a very big announcement.
So we understand.
So my backstory is my husband and I got married about 5 years ago, and we just immediately started trying to have kids, but it did not work out. Unfortunately, it just wasn't happening for us. So we decided like 6 months ago to look towards adoption.
Okay.
We looked for a couple of different routes. We've been talking about it. And then I found out I was pregnant.
I knew you were going to say that.
I'm so excited.
Is this what I think this is?
Yeah, I want to tell my husband. He doesn't know, and he loves the show. We always listen to it. So I just thought this would be the perfect way to tell him.
Yeah. No, I love every little bit of this. How do we know he's not listening right now? I mean, we've lost the all-important element of surprise. Well, I guess it doesn't matter. Who cares? So if he picks
anyone could be pregnant.
If he picks up the phone and he's like, okay, this is great. You guys hang up now so I can talk to my wife. That, you know?
Yeah.
So whatever. But you're pretty sure he's not listening?
Yeah, I think that this is going to be a good way to surprise him. I don't think he's listening right now. So.
Okay. Well, good. Let's get all the info. Let's grab the. Okay. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I don't even know what to do. All right. Hang on.
P1s are the good people that listen to this show on purpose.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And for that, we thank you.
I have the biggest smile right now.
The Chep Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
We've got a pretty big smile on our face right now, too, collectively and individually. Lil Jess, I see. It appears that... Do you have him?
Yeah, I got him.
You got him? Hey, Daniel.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I know. It's weird. It's really weird. We wouldn't bother you at work unless there was a reason. I'm sure Lil Jess already told you. It's Chet. It's Kayla. It's Spence. And I'm...
Oh, what?
Yeah, oh, and God.
I love y'all's show. Y'all are my favorite. But why are you guys calling?
I really love it when Lil Jess doesn't tell him anything. He says, hey, listen, I'm putting you on the radio. Just shut up. We'll be there in a minute. I love all of that. Well, here's the deal. Honestly, it's not why we are calling. Are you familiar? Okay. Are you familiar with a woman named Erin? So stupid.
Yeah, of course.
I don't even know. I don't even know what to do other than to just jump straight in. Hey, Erin, you're
is
on.
It bad?
No, Erin, you're up.
It's something bad.
Hey, honey.
Hi.
I bet you thought
baby?
That you won something on the radio, huh?
Yeah. I mean, like, what are we got tickets to a concert or something or?
No, but what? You're definitely going to feel like a winner now because you know how we've been trying to get pregnant for years. And now the process of possible adoption. Well, it's
yeah,
late to pursue that, but we may have to put it off for a while because you're going to be busy come February. We're having a baby.
Yeah!
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You're kidding me.
Nope.
Holy hell. Oh, my God.
Yes.
I'm so happy right now. I don't even know what to say.
I don't feel like we should be here right now. For the record,
it feels like such a private moment.
For the record, we're crying too. So that's congratulations, you guys.
So cool. Oh, thank you guys so much.
That's it's just so amazing. And
Erin, I can't wait to see you.
Yeah, me too. I mean, after the baby's born.
Okay.
No, way to go, you guys. Congratulations. And Erin, thank you for dragging us along for the ride on this.
Thank you. This means so much.
Well, for as much as you have proclaimed to love us, we love you more. And now there's more of you to love. Because, oh my God, we could use all the listeners we can get. So thank you for adding to our family. We're going to let those guys get. Kayla, do you have anything you want to say?
No, just congratulations, guys.
We love you. Congratulations. Nice job. They're having a baby.
98.5.
KLUC.
The dramatic music is played. That means Lil Jess needs to introduce a contestant.
Janet Savage of the Northwest.
Janet Savage from the Northwest. High, low. I want to go to Disneyland. The high number.
Hey.
Everybody gets hey.
No.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe that should just be the new show greeting.
Right.
Hey. For everybody.
Hey.
Unless we hear from Northtown and they say they don't want to give it up.
That is Northtown's property.
That is Northtown's deal, So, here's the deal. High number is?
161.
Low number is?
115.
What's the number that's sending you to Disneyland?
I'm going to go with 139.
Janet Savage of the Northwest says 139.
Yeah.
Final answer?
Yeah. Final answer.
Ooh, a little nervous about it, too. I can hear it in your voice. I like it. A little nervous.
I'm still emotional from the baby announcement.
Dude, how cool. Right now. How cool is that? Hang on. Let's talk about that in a second.
Nope. Too high.
Assuming you still want to talk to us.
Yeah.
Right? But how great is that? I don't remember ever... I don't ever remember being a co-conspirator in a birth announcement.
Nope.
We've done a lot of things on this show, but I don't remember ever doing that.
Not at all.
No, I love it.
We've had a wedding on this show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
I would never take part. Well, never say never, but at this particular time, I would never want to take part in a I've been cheating on you. You know, I'm not big for that.
No.
There are some shows that love that. But you know what? We'll stick with the baby announcement.
Yeah,
I love that.
Oh, and, I love it.
And we're sorry we're not sending you to Disneyland, but
that's okay. Hey,
I love you guys. I love the morning too.
It's old school.
You guys are the bomb.
Yeah. And you have done tremendous service to your community by cutting that thing way, way down. So we'll play again at 8 o'clock, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thank
love
you, Janet.
You guys.
Have
Thank
a great
you.
Day. We love you back. So where are we at now? 1-3?
1-3-9 is the high number. 1-1-5 is the low number. So it's a 1 in 23 shot.
Duh.
Getting there, man.
Just like that.
Yeah.
As previously stated, we'll play again at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5 KLUC.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Can I tell you something?
Woo! It's Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
There's a couple in Georgia married for 71 years.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
71 years. It's not. It's good feeling because of this. So 71 years. They're close, as you can imagine. I mean, they love each other.
Yeah.
He served our country in WWII, he went to Korea, and he went to Nam. That dude's Jeez. A badass.
Yes.
I'll say it. I'll just say it straight out. They have 6 children, 12 grandchildren, 25 great-grandchildren, and 3 great-great-grandchildren. They've covered some territory.
Oh, my God.
The news did a story on them for their 70th wedding anniversary.
Francis worked at a little cafe, kept seeing her going in and out, and finally I got up there to ask her if she would go out with me sometime. I asked her, would she have me as her husband? She said, of course.
He was always loving and patient and good-hearted.
Show your love.
And be there for each other. I loved you very much.
I love you.
They passed away recently.
Oh.
Last Friday, 12 hours apart.
Oh,
almost to the minute. Almost to the minute, 12 hours apart. There's nothing really more to tell than that. But together, 71 years, they've through all that. What an amazing life. And that's how, I'm telling you what right now, that's how I want to go out. Is, you know, if whichever one of us go, then we go together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I
just thought it was extraordinarily sweet. Maybe it's because I'm all gooey inside because of Aaron and Daniel. If you missed it about half an hour ago, Aaron and Daniel, Aaron had us spring the surprise on Daniel while he was at work. Great. that they're going to have a baby. They've been trying. They had even to the point of where they were starting the adoption process. She just found out she's pregnant.
Awesome.
And so maybe I felt a little gooey inside, and that's how that ended up your good feeling story of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
And then there's this.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's challenge, yeah.
Hey, Lil Jess.
Hey.
Who's our contestant today?
Shelly Cowart of Silverado
Ranch.
Oh, no
boy, I told you this was a big show. We've had a birth announcement. We got Liz Cambage and Kayla McBride from the Aces coming up in a minute.
Yep.
And now, coming off an injury, coming off a day of intestinal distress. Would you not say that Shelly has now become Spence's biggest nemesis?
I think so.
When it comes to Spence's challenge, oh my God, I love this. Shelly, are you ready today?
I am so ready, Chet.
I think you.
You got the show.
For those of you who don't know. Would you tie him last time?
Last time I had three, but before that I had four, and he got five,
of course. Had to get five to beat you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like today's the day.
She pushes him. It's actually very entertaining to watch.
Five questions, 30 seconds. Pop culture ripped from the headlines. Don't say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
And you already know how it works. You going to Cooter today?
Not today.
Because it doesn't do you any good. 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. Woo! Spence's biggest nemesis. Shelly Coward to Silverado Ranch. Here we go. Who topped a recent poll as America's most favorable sports media personality?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Emmy nominations dropped yesterday. What show leads the way with a record-breaking 32 nominations?
Game of Thrones.
Who went on social yesterday to celebrate receiving their first Grammy 5 months after the show?
Kelly Clarkson.
Who clapped back yesterday at a meme mocking their history of dating NBA players?
Kylie Jenner.
Mostly because of its 8,000% return. What is Warren Buffett's favorite of his investment holdings?
Bitcoin.
Out of time.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
Hmm. Look who it is.
How does she get through, man? I don't like this woman. No offense.
I've coined her. She's your biggest nemesis.
She's stressing me out.
She's the. This is Yankees Red Sox here. This is Dodgers Giants. Maybe this year, Dodgers Padres, but you know what I'm saying.
Wow.
Settle down, Diamondbacks fans. You're not there yet. You know what I'm saying.
Right.
This is Seahawks Niners. Sorry, Niners. You suck really bad right now.
This is Aviators Chihuahuas.
This is Aviators Chihuahuas. I don't know. You know what? El Paso comes to town. You know the chance it could go down. Same five questions. Good one, by the way.
Thanks, man.
Same five questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one. Who topped a recent poll as America's most favorable sports media personality?
I was Peyton Manning.
Emmy nominations dropped yesterday. What show leads the way with record-breaking 32?
That's Game of Thrones.
Who went on social yesterday to celebrate receiving their first Grammy 5 months after the show?
Ariana Grande.
Who clapped back yesterday at a meme mocking their history of dating NBA players?
Kendall Jenner.
And mostly because of its 8,000% return. What is Warren Buffett's favorite of his investment holdings?
Amazon.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
Sometimes I do them just to see if they've seen the story or not. Sometimes you can't guess. Well, let's see how we did here. Not you. You know what, Shelly? Not your best effort today.
No, it's a hump day.
A little disappointed in this first one. Who topped a recent poll as America's most favorable sports media personality? Shelly, right out of the chute, said
Jim Bob Cooter.
And I knew we were in trouble. Spence said
Peyton Manning.
People, and I went, wait a minute, what are you talking about? He hasn't even done any sports media yet, but he's got the commercials and whatnot. So people love him.
Just likable. Yeah.
Emmy nominations dropped yesterday. What show leads the way with a record-breaking 32? You should know this when Shelly said
Game of Thrones.
Spence said
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Booyah!
Did you see which individual got the most Emmy nominations? I found this fascinating.
So Sophie Turner, right?
James Corden. James Corden got 5 Emmy nominations.
For hosting the Tonys.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That part, I didn't go any deeper than that. I just went 5. I saw it this morning.
5.
And went, oh my God. Yeah, he got it. He's up for 5.
Wow.
Good for him. It's 2 for Spence, 1 for Shell. Who went on social yesterday to celebrate receiving their first Grammy 5 months after the show? Shelly said
Kelly Clarkson.
Spence said
Ariana Grande.
Oh, just pouring it on now.
Booyah, booyah, booyah.
Ariana Grande, because remember, she dropped out. They wouldn't let her sing what she wanted to sing. So she dropped out. Scooter Braun, most hated man in America.
Yep.
By some. Scooter Braun dropped it off at her house. And she made it look like they sent it in the mail, which was funny.
It'd be funny if it was Taylor Swift's Grammy, and he bought it secretly and gave it to
her. Gave it to her. That'd be awesome. Who clapped back yesterday at a meme mocking their history of dating NBA players? Shelly said.
Kylie Jenner.
And Spence said.
Kendall Jenner.
Oh, it's Kendall Jenner. Yeah, you said the wrong one. Booyah! Shelly!
Booyah!
Booyah! Shelly! Mostly because of its 8,000% return. What is Warren Buffett's favorite of his investment holdings? Shelly said.
Bitcoin.
And Spence said.
Amazon.
See's Candies.
Oh, yeah. Amazing, right?
Oh, you saw that?
I saw it. I'm looking at it in my notes. I just couldn't remember.
Yeah, he loves See's Candies. 8,000% return.
Oh, wow.
Who would have known? They said, "Why are you going to buy more of it?" And he goes, "Can you buy more than 100%? About a whole damn company." For speaking of buying the whole, you know, I thought we might catch him in a moment of weakness. Pretty good for coming off the, you know, what he had.
Exemplary performance. Yes.
Icky belly, I believe, is how I characterized it yesterday. One, two, and three, and four.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, little Jess.
Hey.
Who's on the phone?
Shannon Long of The Henderson.
Of The Henderson.
The Henderson.
Hey, Shannon.
Hi.
Listen, by the way, I need you part of a discussion. I think we may need to have an intervention on Kayla here in a second. But so here's the good news. Aces, Sunday night, Mandalay Bay Events Center. Got a game in Seattle on Friday. Your first place, Las Vegas Aces. We got a game in Seattle on Friday, and then they're back in Mandalay Bay Event Center on Sunday as we take on Minnesota. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
We need everybody there. We need you to get loud. It's Autism Awareness Night. You buy tickets. Portion of the ticket proceeds will be donated to Grant a Gift Autism Foundation. So you've got your free tickets right now.
That's awesome. Thanks.
Have you been to an Aces game yet?
I have not.
This is good. Everybody, I swear to you, Kayla knows this because people say this to her. Go once, you'll go back.
You become a huge nerd for it. I had never been to a WNBA game until I went to an Aces game, and now I want to learn everything about the sport. It's great.
So. All of that being said, Shannon, might not be the best part. It might not be.
Kayla's got a joke.
Well, now here's where we may need to have some sort of intervention. Kayla has written two jokes for our guests who are coming in.
Three jokes.
Oh, you wrote three?
Two are crafted specifically for them. The other is a generic basketball joke.
Oh. Well, now, at the risk of them being in the car and listening right now and potentially turning around and going the other way.
Okay.
We may need an intervention, Shannon. We may have found
Yeah, I'm not proud of them. They're not good.
We may have found the edge.
How can you
tell? They're always good. I love them.
What'd you just say?
She said they're not really they're really bad. They're not very good. And I said, "How can you tell?"
That's not very nice.
I was trying to think. I'm like, what can I do to show my friends that I really appreciate them coming in? I'll write them some jokes.
Some people show love with food. Some people show love with affection. Some people show love with gifts. Kayla shows love with bad humor. All right. Well, so here's my question, Shane. Should we try these out on you first? Knowing full well that they are on the way and that literally they may turn around and go the other direction. In fact, I mean, just received a text. We are here.
Oh, I want to save them.
You want to save them?
Well, because I want them to hear it like in person. I want to see their reaction.
Hang on. John Maxwell.
If I can put in my two cents.
Public relations maven. You're out back? Good morning, sir. You're on the radio. Okay, these are your people, Kayla.
Yes,
these are, okay, you want to save them?
I want to save them for like in person because I want to see their reaction.
Do you have one for Shannon then?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, Shannon, here's one just for you.
Shannon, what did this seal with a broken arm say to the polar bear?
I don't know.
What did the seal with a broken arm say to the polar bear?
Do not consume if seal is broken.
Oh, because polar bear eats a seal. Because a polar bear eats a seal. Okay.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Wait, what was the question? Ask me now. No, it's okay. Ask me now. What's the question? Am I going to do what? What's happening right now? Why can't I hear? Oh, there we go. What was the question?
Are you going to be at All-Star?
Duh. I think so.
Are we at All-Star?
I think so.
So from what I understood, okay, here's what's awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a proper introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, three-time All-Star from your first place, Las Vegas Aces, Liz Cambage, Kayla McBride.
Yeah!
How does that sound? That's pretty good. Three-time All-Star. Three is three-time, right, Liz?
Yeah, it's a nice number. Yeah,
it's pretty good. Mm-hmm. All-Star first place, Las Vegas Aces. Pretty good?
Yeah, it's nice being on top, but we've got so much more to learn and develop and get our chemistry together. We're nowhere near our peak right now, so it's pretty exciting being on top, and I don't even think we're playing that great for us yet. So.
You can see it. You know, obviously, I kind of got a front row center court seat, but you can see stuff starting like it's natural. You know, like all of a sudden, like, wow, I know you're going to be there. Liz, for example, you threw a pass behind over your head. I think was it Sydney or to Tamara?
It was
Jackie. It was the pass to Jackie.
Oh, really?
A couple games ago, and it was just like, yeah, it was like nothing. It's like, okay, we got this now.
Yeah, I'm learning more where the double team's going to come from, if they are going to double team. So I've been getting those passes a bit easier now.
Yeah, and finding spots now, Kayla. It feels like everybody knows kind of where they belong right now.
Yeah, the trust is starting to form, and the chemistry. We actually really enjoy being around each other just as people. So when you see us having fun and you see things kind of getting crazy and we don't really panic, it's because we genuinely like each other and we genuinely like playing with each other. So it's been really fun just to watch the growth even in just this first month and a half of the season. And but like Liz said, we still have so much more to go and so much more potential to reach.
The way I explain you guys now to other people is that video of the end of the Washington game the other day.
That wasn't before. The end. That was the start of the game.
We were waiting for the game to start. There was something going on with the clock.
Yeah. The game.
That's beautiful. Okay, so they start playing Poison by Bell Biv DeVoe. And all of a sudden, looked like perhaps Sydney Colson, as usual, was the instigator. And she got, they both rolled their eyes. So she instigates Asia. Asia and Liz start in. Tamara's got a little piece of it. So they start dancing. They just start dancing. And the fact that we know that was even pregame is even better because you guys are loose. You're having fun.
We had to keep warm.
Right, of course.
That was us keeping warm.
No, of course. And Kayla rolls her eyes. You're just like, I'm a part of this.
Because it's so funny. Because like, as soon as you said keep warm, everybody just started dancing. And then, I mean, if you're going to play Beyonce, because that's what came on first.
That's what.
They started playing Beyonce, and it was just like,
You can't not
dance to Beyonce.
Love on top, excuse me.
And then the Before I Let You Go remix, like, come on. Yeah.
So what inspired your particular dance move? And we have Facebook Live on, so maybe you could recreate it. It kind of seemed kind of like a genie in a bottle kind of thing.
What do you call that? The comments on that video are so wild.
In a good way? No. Oh, Liz, trust me. I'll say this right now to you. I had no fewer than 15 guys that were like, excuse me, you know her.
Oh, my God. I just want everyone to know that I'm a human being and I'm not a tree. So stop trying to say you climb this tree because I'm a real person.
Is that an American thing?
Yeah, it definitely is. It definitely is.
That's Liz Cambage with the Australian accent, and that's Kayla McBride. Sounds like she's from Pennsylvania. I don't know what that sounds like, but it's,
I guess sounds like me, right?
That sounds exactly like you. From your first place, Las Vegas Aces, next Sunday, or this Sunday, back in action at the Mandalay Bay Event Center. Our Kayla has a question.
Do you guys hear the crazy fans in the crowd that scream like, Liz, get the ball? Because I'm that person that, like, when I go to the games, I'm like, go, Kayla, go, you're breaking away! You're breaking away! And I'm like, oh, God, I'm that obnoxious fan right now.
You're
I know
obnoxious
it.
Right now?
I know. Well, I was just trying to show him that that's what happens. That's what the crowds are like.
I'm spirit. Feeling it. I learned to block out the crowd very young because I had a crazy mother who would sit on the sidelines and yell at me and the referees the whole game. So I learned to block everything out very young. Yeah.
I'm the same.
Mine
was my dad. He was the yeller. So I learned to block that out as a youngster too. Oh so
you guys didn't even notice the other night when the earthquake hit?
Had no idea.
Nobody did. The game kept going. I'm like, how is this happening? That nobody noticed.
The Jumbotron was swinging over Plum.
Yeah.
We had no idea. We were just like, why is it? We thought somebody walked in.
We thought someone walked like
we were like,
someone
oh,
famous.
Oh my God, Drake's here.
Because the crowd didn't get that wild for LeBron. I was like, Drake's just walked in.
Right.
Where is he? And then I sat on the bench. I was like, because I couldn't see anyone. And I went to Carolyn. And I was like, what's going on? And she like calmed me down. She's like, Liz, it's an earthquake. We're okay. And then I just lost it. I was...
I was like,
I need to text my mom.
We don't do this.
And for people who don't know, I'm the public address announcer of the game. So they go, hey, say something. Tell them to calm, stay calm. I'm like they're going to listen to me. I was worried about doing that and that would make people more freaked out. Mm. But it was wild. And at one point, here's the funny thing too. And at one point, they said, everything's fine, let's play, go get the teams. Mm. And so we said, all right, we're playing again. And then Jiggy came out and he goes, we're not.
Yeah.
Because I guess it had been, some people over here thought we were doing it and other people didn't know and they hadn't talked to the league. So were you guys just kind of sitting in the back going, we don't know what's happening?
Literally just sitting there waiting. I was called my mom.
what I love is the Australian is freaking out, even though if you live in that country, there are bugs that can eat you whole. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, but I'm from Melbourne. We don't have those crazy animals down in Melbourne. No. Like, we're safe in Melbourne. There's nothing like that happening.
Kayla brought up a point earlier. Are we the loudest? Are we the loudest crowd in the NBA or in the WNBA? Are we the loudest? Because I mean, we're pretty good. And I watch other teams. Seattle's loud.
Connecticut's usually loud.
Connecticut's
usually
loud.
A lot of people. Mm. But no, I mean, our gym is pretty. We're
our
really
fans
lucky.
Are popping.
Our fans are
yeah, we're
lit.
Pretty, yeah,
like
we're
when
good.
We're making a run or something great's going on, and ones like, we can feel that.
Yeah,
it lifts
you know?
Us
it's
up.
It's different here than any other arena for sure.
Yeah, I intentionally sit behind the other like the away fans and then yell at them the whole time, and I'm like, "You're wrong. We're better."
She changes. This one
it's
over
true.
Here.
It's true. I morph into a different human being. It's really bad, guys. So,
we
again,
love
I apologize.
It.
No, my Kayla,
love it. No, thank
my Kayla
you.
she goes sideways.
Honestly, no, I've never.
Victor, say, wait,
no,
I have to defend myself.
No, I'm a big, like, I'd never been to a WNBA game before. I'd never been to an NBA game before. Mm. And so I was really, so my first game was last year. I nerded out. I'm like, oh my God, I got to learn more about this sport because I know, like, the terms dribble and basket.
Yes.
I'm like, that's about it. I don't know anything else.
Same.
So I've come to like so I came to like 15 games and I feel like I'm learning so much. And then I learned last time that like I thought if you just blocked a shot that it was like then that was a foul, but then I learned if it's all ball. I learned the term all ball. That was pretty exciting for me last game. Thanks, guys.
Look at you. We're
very proud.
100%
every day. We're very proud.
You got to start somewhere. We love that.
See how excited
she
gets.
Yeah, so now every shot, all ball. We're good.
Oh, you guys play basketball. Okay, I get it now.
Kayla McBride, who's your best friend in the WNBA that's not on the Aces?
Oh, my gosh.
Because everybody has... You play with different people, you know, overseas and stuff like that. Who's your best friend in the WNBA that's
not
on the Aces?
Honestly, I'm way too competitive to have friends on other teams.
I wondered.
Because, I mean, obviously I went to school with a lot of girls that play from Notre Dame and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually been with Sydney Colson the longest, which is crazy. Sydney's been with me since my rookie year in San Antonio. So,
yeah.
She's probably the one that, like, I know the most about because people, like, I've been with her the longest. But I can't, I mean... Maybe Mariah Jefferson, probably.
Liz, do you have friends on other teams?
Do I have friends in
general? Yeah,
do I have friends?
Do you have friends
people
on other
like
teams?
I like you.
People love you. But you know what? I'll tell you this. I was so glad, and I think I told you this at the press conference. I was so glad when we got you because I didn't like you so much when you were with Dallas. I was like, oh my God, she's killing us. Yeah. Killing us.
I think a lot of people think I'm like my personality on the court, but off the court, I'm very different. And I'm still very close with a couple of my Dallas teammates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you see,
sisters for life.
Because like when the guys came to the game the other night, and it was Chris Paul, and it was LeBron, and it was Russell Westbrook, and that's
a weird dynamic.
That's
now,
three
huh?
dudes, right? Yeah, right? You wonder what that conversation may or may not have been. Mm. But so I just didn't know if it was like that for you guys as well, where it's like, yeah, we do the same things, we hang out, and you know, like I said, people that you might have played with in China and people you might have played with in Russia. Yeah.
Courtney Vandersloot is another one. I played with her 3 years overseas already.
Uh-huh.
So she's another person that I would consider a friend, I guess. But I'm just too competitive and too busy to even, like, create, like, friendships.
I don't really be making friends in China because they all speak Chinese. It's a little bit hard.
But were you the only non-Chinese speaker?
Yeah, there's only one foreigner on the Chinese team.
It's different in China than Europe.
What a nightmare.
Yeah, do you ever get used to being as tall as you are and going places in China?
Until somebody
Well,
mentions
this is
it.
The thing. Like, there is really tall people in China. Like, look at this girl that plays for New York. She's 19, and she's, what, like, 6'11 or something? 6'10?
Wow.
Yeah. They be forcing people to breed together over there.
If she gets some weight, she's going to be a problem. Because she can shoot the three.
She can shoot it. She's like,
Oh, no, she's taller than good me. Player. Yeah, Hanshu.
Hanshu.
Hanshu. She's a really good player. All right, let's find out. I know that Kayla's been studying. I know that Spence is a sports guy in general. Let's find out who knows more. Who knows more about Kayla and Liz? Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Oh, so wow.
Who played for one of the top teams in Russia this past off season?
Yeah.
Kayla. Oh, you don't have to buzz in. You
both answer. Sorry. We have buzzers normally. I apologize. That's Kayla McBride.
Spence.
Yeah, it's Kayla.
Yep, it's Kayla McBride.
I kind of just answered that.
Yeah, we already knew. Yeah, she played the China.
I threw that out.
Actually knew beforehand, just extra credit. Thank you.
Yeah, she did. She did. Who was born in London out of these two?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I don't have to buzz in. That's
I'd
that's
like
Liz.
You to. Yeah, it was. Born in London, but left early and went to Australia.
Yeah, 3 months old. Mom moved me back to the island, and spent my whole life in Australia.
Who moonlights as a DJ when they get the chance?
Would I have buzz in?
Sure.
Go Aces. Okay. it's Liz.
It's Lady Aces.
Oh,
Lady
Aces.
There's a lot of there's a lot of different things. Have you picked up a DJ gig yet?
Yeah, I'm All Star.
Are you really?
Snoop Dogg
for the beach party?
Yeah, Snoop Dogg and Iggy Azalea.
I'm pumped.
I'm out there doing my thing.
I'm so
look at your face.
I want to be in the box.
I think it's amazing and it makes perfect sense. That's like, why.
Is there gonna be a twerk pit with Iggy?
I hope so.
Because that's like her thing now. She's doing twerk pits. And this morning I tweeted out. I'm like, I'm going to LA to be part of this twerk pit that's happening this
weekend.
I know
what your next question is too. Yeah. Can I get a wristband? I know I know you're asking.
I know someone now.
I know you're asking. Does that make you nervous?
No.
I mean, obviously, because you're, a world-class athlete, perform in front of people all the time, but this is different.
It's a lot of people, but I've been on festival tours back in Australia before. I'm excited to show off
I think I'm more excited than Liz right now.
Snoop's gonna be there.
Yeah.
That's insane. Okay, next question. Whose college basketball team went to four Final Fours?
Lady Aces, right?
Lady Aces.
I gotta believe it's Kayla.
Yeah, four Final Fours. That's an accomplishment.
That is
an accomplishment. Who's played in the Olympics?
Yeah.
Could be a trick question.
Oh, dang. This is
could
tough.
Could be a trick question.
I'll just go with Liz.
Yeah, it's Liz. The timing hasn't exactly worked for you.
It's weird.
Who has the WNBA single game scoring record?
Liz.
53.
Yo, today is actually the 1 year anniversary of that as well.
Wow.
Twitter.
It was against New York, right?
Yeah, Twitter told me this morning. It was a year ago today.
You dropped a bunch on us, too, right around that time last summer, I remember. I know.
43, I think.
Yeah, it was a few.
I gave them 38. But Caleb, it was like close.
Yeah, I was going to say, you put a few up on them that night, as I recall.
It was two different nights.
What's your career high?
38.
With the 38?
Yeah.
That's still awesome. 53, that's a lot.
No, and you only took like what 20 something shots?
Cash money that night. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who has a nickname that a lot of fans call them?
McBuckets.
Yep.
Yeah.
McBuckets.
Oh, gang, gang.
I know now.
McBuckets.
I don't know how that came about, but it's okay.
It just kind of makes sense.
It's good.
It makes sense. And people like it.
I know. They do. You know? They genuinely enjoy it. So.
All right. Safe travels to Seattle. And then we'll see you back on Sunday, Mandalay Bay Event Center. And then we'll get ready for All-Star Week.
Oh, yeah.
Have fun. Thanks. One other question. Describe Bill in one sentence. Describe Bill Laimbeer in one sentence.
Does an eye roll count?
Stay out of trouble.
She threw her head back and eye rolled.
Does an eye roll count? Yes.
That's my sentence.
Describe Bill in one sentence.
In one sentence?
Uh-huh.
Big friendly giant. Actually, you know, it depends who he's talking to.
Yep.
Because I really thought coming into this team, it was going to just be me and Bill fighting the whole time.
Me too.
But he gives tough love, but he's on our side, and he's everything he wants. He just wants to protect us and wants the best for us.
It's fake. Yeah. His like first initial like presence and, you know, shrugging people off and stuff like that. I feel like it's fake, at least when it comes to us, like our team and our organization, because he just wants the best for us, and that's the only way he knows how to do it was with tough love.
Awesome. Yeah. No, that's good. I was going to say nicer than you think, comma, stay on the right side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay on the right
exclamation
side.
Exclamation point.
Congratulations on being All-Stars. Congratulations on being first place in the league. And we'll see you Sunday night at Mandalay Bay Event Center.
Right, thank you.
Thanks, you guys. Liz Cambage, Kayla McBride, All-Stars, first place Las Vegas Aces.
Come on. Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
98.5. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wake me up.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wake me up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I feel bad because we had Kayla McBride and Liz Cambage from the Las Vegas Aces here for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I became very well aware that we had them on for a long time. And so I kind of bailed out. You know what I mean? Because, oh, my God, we've been on for a long time. And I bailed out. Kayla never got to tell her jokes.
Oh.
Kayla made jokes. So who's on the phone?
William Flamenco from Henderson.
William Flamenco of Henderson. Can we use you for a guinea pig for a second, William?
Sure, why not?
I know you've been on the phone. I know you've been hanging for a minute. I just need you for another.
No, it's okay.
I need you for just one more minute. William's got a 1 in 23 shot at Hilo. I want to go to Disneyland in just a second. But Kayla worked so hard on these jokes. I feel bad that we never got to them.
Well, they were tailored specifically for Kayla McBride and Liz Cambage. So, what do you call an Irish newlywed?
What do you call Irish newlywed?
I don't know.
What do you call an Irish newlywed?
McBride.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I like that one. That's good.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And then what was it?
Zip Hatters, right? Oh, okay. Spence agrees. Okay.
There is a sense of accomplishment when Spence actually like smirks at one. I'm like, oh, okay. There we go.
One vote. Kayla. All right. And what's the other one?
What should Liz name her YouTube channel?
What should Liz? Do you know this one, Lil Jazz?
I do not.
Huh. Do you know William?
No.
What should Liz name her YouTube channel?
Cambage.
Why not? What's Liz's favorite color? Cambage.
She probably got that so many times. I was like trying to come up with something that wasn't like beige related.
Oh. Okay. That's cool.
Just a go-to.
She had the best joke when the video went viral of them dancing.
Oh, yeah.
The other day at the game. And then she's like, I'm a human being. I'm not a tree. Quit saying you want to climb this tree. Oh, my God. Man. All right. Let's hit the music.
98.5.
KLQC.
All right, William Flamenco of Henderson. We appreciate your time. We appreciate your patience. The high number is?
139.
The low number is?
115.
What's the number that's getting you to Disneyland, sir?
127.
127 on a 1 in 23 shot. It'd be pretty cool with all the time that you've put in and all the, you know, waiting around. It'd be pretty cool to win it.
It would be.
127's right there in the middle of a 1 in 23 shot. And as we've come to learn in this game, a lot of times people go right down the middle. But it wouldn't happen that way this time, would it? Would it? For real, would it?
I don't know.
Oh, Kayla can barely contain herself.
You get to go.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Awesome. We all just looked at each other like, what just happened?
Right. Oh, my God.
We've had a 1 in 42 shot come home.
Yeah.
We've had a 1. Now we've had a 1 in 23 shot come home. William Flamenco of Henderson's going to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Are you at work right now trying to hold it together?
No. Okay. My kids are sleeping.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Go wake them up. Yeah. Tell them they're going to Disneyland. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Oh, congrats, bud.
How many kids do you have?
I have 2.
How old are they?
4 and 9.
Oh, this is incredible. Have you taken them before?
One time before.
That's great. It's so great. A 4-pack of 2-day park tickets to Disneyland Resort. And then what's the upgrade that's in the works here, Lil Jazz?
A chance at a 4-pack of 3-day tickets and a 2-night stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel.
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Lil Jess, who's contestant number 1, please?
Kevin Moulton of Blue Diamond.
Kevin Moulton, what's your buzzer going to be?
Go Knights, go.
Outstanding. Please try to contain your excitement. Oh, you picked up on the sarcasm. Oh, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Who's contestant number 2?
Aisha Payumo from the Southwest.
You said what?
Aisha Payumo.
I love that.
Aisha.
Tell me, there's a story that goes with that, Aisha.
Well, actually, not really. My parents wanted to name me Isabella, and there's too much Isabellas in the family, and they took 2 of my grandparents' names and put it into 1, and then they just combined it and came up with Aisha.
Aren't you, with that name, Aisha Payumo, you sound like a supermodel.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I'm telling you, just on name alone, that's like 40% hotter.
Hey, yeah. Is the last name?
Well, thank you.
Is the last name Filipino?
Yes, it is.
They do a lot because the first name combo with the grandparents thing is a common thing with Filipinos.
Oh, interesting.
Look at your boy Spence over there.
I'm cultured.
Yeah.
Hey, shut up in there already.
No, he's 1/16th Filipino by insertion.
That's true.
But what happens generationally if, like, Aisha goes to, like, in years and years from now, has grandkids, and they're like, well, we got to combine Aisha with, like, another name.
Harold. It'd be her name, the kids, Hersha.
Hersha, yes.
That's what they
Yuck.
Do. It's like when you take famous celebrities dating, you know, like, you know, Jennifer Lopez and A-Rod, and it's J-Rod or A-Lo.
I can't say anything because I drug the Aces interview out to a solid 15 minutes. But we should get going with the game.
That was a great interview, though. Aisha, what's your buzzer?
Thank you. Aisha, what's your buzzer going to be?
It's Payumo.
Just the last name. Why not? Why not?
Yeah.
Just dripping with hotness. Why not? And by the way, back to the Aces. I just love them so much.
Yeah, they're awesome. Great girls. Great women.
They really are. And I want the best for them so much that I'm like, please don't leave. Please like me.
They are the best right now.
Yeah, number 1 in the league. Mm-hmm. So Spence will be the judge of who buzzes in first. He shall not be questioned. Kayla is the asker of the questions, and here's question 1.
Which show set a new record for the most Emmy nominations ever? Is it The Marvelous, Mrs. Maisel, SNL, or Game of Thrones?
Go Knights, go.
Kevin.
Hi, Mom.
Kevin. Game of Thrones.
Kevin says Game of Thrones. Is Kevin right? Of course he's right. Game of Thrones gets whatever wants.
Yeah.
It just does. I'm still blown away that the person, the individual who got the most Emmy nominations this year, James Corden.
I know, right?
Really? And I don't know why that surprises me, because he's ridiculously talented and he does good things.
But one individual to have that many is really odd.
You could have given me seven guesses and I wouldn't have said James Corden.
Did you see that we have another EGOT up for a nomination? Bruce Springsteen could get an EGOT.
So Emmy, Grammy.
Oscar, Tony.
Tony.
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen has a Tony?
I think he does a lot of those soundtrack things. So it's, I'm sure he's helped probably with musicals.
So if he gets an Emmy here, he's an EGOT?
Yep, he's got the EGOT.
How about that?
Yeah.
And Kevin is up one zip. Here's question two.
Now that he can't be Elvis, Harry Styles has refocused his sights on which other classic Disney character? Prince Charming, Prince Eric, or Peter Pan?
Go, Knights, go.
Kevin again.
Let's do Peter Pan.
Yeah, let's do Peter Pan. You're wrong, but let's go ahead and do it.
Aisha, is it Prince Charming or Prince Eric?
I'd say Prince Charming.
She says Prince Charming, and guess what? She's wrong, too.
He's always been Prince Charming in my book.
Duh.
Prince Eric from The Little Mermaid.
Oh.
Prince Eric doesn't have curly hair, though.
Wow. I mean, they have stylists.
We're going to start this up all again.
I don't think that was valid.
Yeah, you're in deep on that. Right? You're way deeper than I am. With Kevin up one zip, heading to the all-important third and final question. This is for a pair of VIP passes to the Pop 2000 tour. Guess how many points it's worth?
2,000.
Well, yeah, that's not what I was going to do, but sure, we'll make it worth. No, it was.
Okay, I was like,
of course, it was what I was going to do. This is worth 2,000 big game-winning points.
Former Bachelorette contestant and fan favorite got engaged to which Modern Family star yesterday? Sarah Hyland, Ariel Winter, or Julie Bowen?
Oh, it is Aisha.
Oh, look at this.
Oh,
Aisha.
Aisha, sorry.
Sarah Hyland.
Is it Sarah Hyland, the dirty, sexy, hot name steal and the win? Is it Sarah Hyland? Dramatic pause. Yes! Yes! Wow.
Sorry, I have a crowd.
By the way, you smell that? That's Kevin getting burned.
Kevin.
No, that was bad, Kevin. I'm sorry, dude. I feel bad about that. He's an Eastern Washington kid and everything, too. Man, I feel bad. We got to let you go. Thank you, brother.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Have a great day. We'll see you soon. Man, that was nasty. VIP passes for the Pop 2000 tour. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday at the Fremont Street Experience. Lance Bass is hosting. O-Town's plan. O-Town's plan. Aaron Carter's plan. Ryan Cabrera's plan. And Tyler Hilton's plan. And you're going for free. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yay.
Yay. Yay! Aisha Payumo of the Southwest. Let it be written in the history books that on Wednesday, July 17th, 2019, that she was the champion of...
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Wake up!
You woke up with us, now take us to work. The Jeff Buchanan Show, kicking off your workday commercial-free on 98.5 KLUC.
I love people who play high-low, I want to go to Disneyland when it's 001 or 985. Yeah. I love the people that do that.
Because they're taking it for the team?
You know what? And they're dreamers. They're dreamers. They're like, why not? Why not me?
Okay.
Why not?
I got this.
Not me. And I say that. I say the same thing. Why not me? And why not you? Why not us? And why not now? So let's hit the
98.5.
KLQC.
All right, little Jess. Why not who?
Amanda Urbanski from Henderson.
I believe it's Urbanski.
Yeah, there you go.
Urbanski.
Yeah, are you related to Tom?
No.
Oh.
No.
I was like, do we know each other?
My father-in-law was Tom, but it was a different Tom Urbanski.
Different guy, not the one that folks know. All right, exactly. Well, so we don't know each other at all, which makes me feel a lot better about this. Because, you know, all of a sudden, if Amanda wins, everybody goes, aha!
They knew each other.
Something afoot. Negative. So, like I said, I dig people like you, Amanda Urbanski from Henderson. You're a dreamer. You're somebody who says, "Hey, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? I'll take a swing.
I'll take a shot.
Yeah.
I'd take a shot right now, and I'd take a chance. But first the shot, then the chance. If you know what I'm saying.
I'm gonna actually win, though.
All right, so officially, high number.
985.
Low number.
001.
The number she should pick is?
The winning number.
Atta girl.
Good job, Kayla.
Amanda, what you picking?
Kayla, did you want to give any high low?
What's the high number again?
575.
Wouldn't that be crazy? And that would make some sense. Just to randomly out of the blue pick a 575.
Mm-hmm.
What was that last one? Like down in the ones or something like that? So move it around a little bit.
I like that.
575. Why not? Final answer?
Final answer.
Final answer. 575, huh? God, that'd be crazy.
Nope. Too low.
Was I able to convince anybody, even just for a second, that she might have gotten it?
I had to look at the number. I'm like, that's not it.
Because
no.
That's what I was going for.
I didn't know.
Amanda, we dig you. Thank you for your service for chopping 575 numbers out of it.
Good job.
Or 573 or 574, whatever it is. But thank you for your service.
Of course. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Have a great day.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Every morning.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess on 98.5 KLUC.
I must have blacked out or something. How did it get to be 9:30 already?
The greatest person in the world.
As I looked up, I'm like, which button do I push now? Oh, it's that one. Oh, all right, then. You right there, buddy?
Yeah, it's just a constant battle of phlegm. But for me,
It's summertime, man.
Studio or something. I don't know what it is.
It's because we're inside with the air conditioning for the last month and a half. We don't get fresh air as much. Some form or another. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I was jealous this morning of people who were out walking at 5 a.m. I was like, man, I wish I could do that.
Yeah.
Well, sure you could. Because you get up at 3, you could do it then. I'm like, I ain't doing that.
No, right? Honestly, I drive up Maryland Parkway to come here, and there is a guy running every morning between like 3:30 and 4. I'll see him, and on all different lengths of it.
You're in your car driving at 3:30 or 4?
But I'll see him running up the street around the same time, and I'm like, that is discipline.
Yeah, one little girl on those commercials, what does the dishwasher do? I'm looking at you. What do you do? That's another story for another time.
Spence? I do lots.
Yeah, no, I have no doubt. Okay. I'm just curious as to what it might be. Because I'm going to be like, I'm not out at 3:30 in the morning. Are you kidding me? unless I'm coming home. Who's your greatest person, sir?
I'm going to give it to comedian George Lopez. He was hanging out at an airport bar, just, you know, taking pictures with friends and, fans that came up and said hi. And he sees a guy that's in the military. He says to him, thanks for your service. Where are you headed? And he said he was taking leave to be at the birth of his first child, but he didn't think he would make it because he didn't have enough money to get an airline ticket. He had a bus ticket. He was trying to, be there for the birth of his kid.
Oh, so he'd just gotten off the plane.
Yeah, he just got off the plane.
I got you.
So George took money out of his own wallet, said, get yourself a plane ticket. And then what followed on Instagram is a great picture that George Lopez posted of the military guy and his wife and the baby boy, all just because George came out of pocket in a random hotel bar. So
that's awesome.
George Lopez, you is. Nice.
Oh, wait, not that button. This button.
The greatest person in the world.
Taylor Joe Walker.
I will keep it pregnancy theme. This morning, Aaron called in and wanted to share a very special story, wanted her husband to be a part of it, obviously. So she wanted to surprise her husband with the news that they got pregnant and wanted us to be a part of it.
You can't tell a brother so I can have some audio ready?
I'm sorry. I forgot. But it was a very, very sweet story. And I don't know about you guys, but I've never even been a part of that, let alone on the radio. So just to be a part of that and the idea that she thought of us.
I'm going to guess. I might be close here.
Well, it's too late to pursue that, but we may have to put it off for a while because you're going to be busy come February. We're having a baby.
Yeah! Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You're kidding me.
Nope.
Holy hell. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah. not a dry eye in the studio, except for Spence with this cold, dark heart. He's not a crier.
Well, you know, the overpopulation, you know, the planet's...
Oh, my God.
The planet's burdened.
Okay.
That's another P1 in the making right now. That is another P1
in any event.
Yeah.
Aaron, thank you for sharing that with us. You is.
The greatest person in the world.
So about 16,000 people were supposed to go to a big convention in New Orleans this last weekend for the Delta Sigma Theta sorority. Historically black sorority, started at Howard University back in 1913. Had everything already paid for, but... I don't know if you watched the news or anything, but Hurricane Barry. And so, yeah, we ain't going there. We're not taking 16,000 yep. people and throwing them in harm's way. I don't care if everything is already paid for. So they had literally thousands of meals, 17,000 of them in all, that were not going to be eaten. So instead of wasting them, they donated all 17,000 of those meals to help hurricane victims.
Oh, that's great.
I love that.
They were already prepped ahead of time. So it was kind of a big deal. Like everything's, so it's ready. It's like, you know, thank God.
Yeah.
And they were ready to go as soon as people needed them. A spokesman for a food bank that they had worked with said it was heartwarming to see. And he was impressed that when their event got canceled, the first thing they thought about was how to help people. Not how are we going to get our money back? You know, or you know, like a lot of people would do. So, hey, way to go. That's, I got chills because that's so good.
Really awesome.
Delta Sigma Theta sorority. You just might be
the greatest person in the world. Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show's final exam.
Well, let's be honest. It shouldn't be that tough. Lil Jess, who's on the phone?
I have Quan Austin.
What's up, Quan?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, yeah, well, see, Quan's very, I can tell you're disappointed that I didn't ask you. What part of town are you from?
Northtown, hey.
Hey.
So, Quan, this isn't that difficult because I kind of already blurted out the answer, but that's okay. You already knew anyway. Earlier today, Erin had us join her in a nefarious, sinister plot where we covered some ground that I don't believe we've ever covered before on this show. And what was that we did?
She told her husband she is pregnant on the radio.
Isn't that something?
It's very sweet.
That's something.
Yes.
That still puts a lump in my throat. And here's what I've realized too. Oh my God. Now we're responsible for following up with the birth of the child.
Yes.
First day of school. I'm sure Uncle Chet's going to be expected to come out of pocket with college expenses.
God, yes, absolutely.
What about gender reveal? That's a thing.
Oh, my God.
We got to do it.
Baby shower.
Gender
reveal.
Yeah. Oh, we probably have to. I'll tell you what, this Aaron's brilliant. That just hit me. Aaron's brilliant. Because we're sucked in now. How do we turn our back on that?
Can't.
Hey, so
you're the godfather now.
Yeah. I'm the witch father.
Godfather.
Okay, thank God, because I thought you said the grandfather. I was like, watch yourself, Quan. I was like, Quan, we're friends now, but that's, you know. Have fun at Low Rider Super Show, and have a great day, all right?
Thank you, guys.
No, thank you so much. Well, that's it, right on time. We got to go.
Let's go.
We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow, P1.
Come on. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.